wages!
What are we working for?
Higher wages!
What are we working for?
Higher wages!
Thank you all so much for coming today. We have filed a November ballot initiative that will raise the minimum wage to $12 to phase in gradually by 2020. We feel confident that Colorado voters will approve it to give low-income workers a much-needed increase in wages.
Lisa Chacon, co-chair of Colorado Families for a Fair Wage. So we're here today because we believe that it's important for us to increase the minimum wage in Colorado. And for us, it's a moral issue that no one that's working full-time should be living in poverty, right? We started doing signature collection last week. But today was the official kickoff of our signature collection phase for the campaign. Since we started last week on this, we've already collected 30,000 signatures for this campaign. So that just reflects the enthusiasm that we're seeing out there in our community and that voters actually understand that this is the right thing to do based on how Colorado and the Denver metro area are right now.
Kevin J. Daly from the Vine Street Pub. We are hosting the campaign kickoff for the Colorado Families for a Fair Wage. Our lowest level employees are making $11 an hour, and it's even hard to fill those positions right now. I think it's a really good conversation to have. The cost of living is extremely high. I don't know anyone who could afford to live in Boulder or Denver on the minimum wage as it is now.
I'm Rabbi Bernard Gerson, and I'm the spiritual leader of Congregation Road of Shalom in Denver. And I'm part of the Faith Leader Network of Together Colorado, which monitors actions and looks for ways to being involved from a faith perspective. And so to be a person of faith is to be an advocate for justice, and that was the straight line that brought me here today. A few weeks ago at my synagogue, we had a petition drive, and other congregations are looking to do it as well, to be able to attune people to how they can make this a responsible and involved cause. And hopefully we'll get to the ballot so that we can then get to the really important campaign, which is the voters.
My name is Marilyn Sorensen. I'm a home health care provider. I live paycheck to paycheck, and I fight dearly to just hang on to, hang on. And I'm here to fight for my brothers and sisters in this community. And I'm also here in behalf of the clients that I serve, because many of them are on Social Security and they don't even have enough money to eat. I've met people, elders, that eat cat food because they can't afford food. So when I come to meet them and work with them, I want people like myself that are hard workers to be able to provide their needs. Buy some food, cook them good food. So my heart is really into doing the best that I can to survive, and in order to do that, I must not be a selfish person. I must help my brothers and sisters, whoever they are. And I'm gonna be gathering signatures to help get it on the ballot, and I'm really, really excited about it, because I think it's time.
What are we working for?